Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, senior pastor of Briarwood. Well, here we are at the end of the week, and we got another slice of fresh bread.
There are, in the Bible, 15 affirmed and referred to appearances of Jesus from his resurrection to his ascension. John has, in the 20th chapter, given to us 4 of those appearances. Now, in chapter 21, he gives us a 5th appearance. It's here in John chapter 21, and I'll begin reading in verse 1, and I'll read down to verse 14. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he revealed himself in this way: Simon Peter, Thomas called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the son of Zebedee, and 2 others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. When they got out in the land, they saw a charcoal fire in place, with fish laid out on it and bread. And Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled out the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now, none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. And Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the 3rd time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. So this is the 5th recorded appearance, and of those, this is the 3rd one to the disciples themselves. Actually, it's 7 of the disciples. So Jesus has now appeared to them in Jerusalem, establishing the Lord's Day, and now he goes up and appears to them at the Sea of Galilee. While they're waiting on him, they start fishing. From that very spot, he says to them, "Have you caught anything?" "No, we've not caught anything." He says, "Put your net on the other side." Well, as soon as he says that, John, he said, "It's the Lord. I know who this is." And Peter, as soon as he hears that, don't you love this? He put on his coat and he dove in the water. And so they got a net full of fish, 153 of them, so much that it ought to break the net, but God will keep what he catches. So the net doesn't break, and they're able to bring it all ashore. And when they get there, there's a charcoal fire. He's getting ready to feed them, and they've come up to him, and this is the 3rd time he's revealed himself to them. Now, something interesting's about to happen, and you got to wait till Monday to hear it. But something interesting. Jesus is right there with them. He's got Peter. He's got John. He's got 5 other disciples. The last time Peter and John were around a charcoal fire was at the home of Caiaphas. And the last time they were there, with a charcoal fire and its distinctive odor in the nostrils of Peter, what did he say? He denied Jesus 3 times. Now he's beside another charcoal fire. Now he's got John there again, as well as other disciples. And Jesus is about to do something that's going to get Peter ready to proclaim the gospel. Peter is going to be broken and remade, and you're going to see how right beside this charcoal fire on Monday. But in the meantime, know this. Jesus is the one who makes us fishers of men. And when we catch them, he will keep them. He's got the supernatural net. It's the power of the Spirit through the Church of Jesus Christ to grow those whom he allows us to catch. It's the Lord. But when you catch the fish and we become fishers of men, we confess with Peter and John, "It's the Lord." Not us. It's the Lord. Now, what's the lesson that he's going to teach Peter and these disciples that are looking on? Well, that's next Monday with another slice of fresh bread. In the meantime, be this Lord's Day in a gospel-preaching church that serves Jesus Christ, the community of faith. See you on Monday with another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.